This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Ion Digital, providing secure, compliant ecosystems you can trust. That's Ion Digital. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning guest. They were last with us in May of 2022. Name of the company is No Labs, Inc. They trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol KNW. With us today is the company's CEO and chairman, Mr. Ron Erickson. Ron, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here, Kevin.
It's wonderful to have you here. I know we have a lot of exciting things to talk about. Before we get started, give my new listeners an updated about statement. What do you guys do over there at No Labs?
Well, at No Labs, what we've done over time is invent sensor technology, which uses radio frequency to non-invasively ascertain the presence and amount of various analytes and molecules in the human body. Our very first focus is monitoring blood glucose levels non-invasively. Focused on that really large global market of people that have type 1 and type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. So non-invasive sensor technology, first focus on blood glucose. Now I will add, it's a platform and we have a whole host of other analytes and molecules that relate to human health and wellness that we'll be working on over time in the future. But today we're all about non-invasively ascertaining the presence and amount of blood glucose in your body.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, you know, I know last time when we were talking to you in May of 22, you mentioned you had some upcoming research. You also described that you were going through recent studies with the proprietary bio-RFID sensor. How is that technology coming along?
Well, it's coming along great, but let me just sort of catch everybody up because it has been a year since we last spoke. So a year ago, we were trading on the bulletin board marketplace, as you may recall. So one of the significant events over the past year occurred in September when we did a listing, an uplist, if you will, to the New York Stock Exchange, where we now trade under the stock symbol, as you mentioned, KNW. So that was a big move for us. Moving to a national exchange, giving us a lot more visibility with institutional investors and analysts, people that pay attention to the medical technology space. So that was that in terms of corporate governance and corporate activities, that was a big activity over the course of the past year. In terms of research, we've been doing a tremendous amount of research with our sensor, and as we've indicated, The sensor part of our technology, we've completed development on that. We've announced that. We did it most recently. We talked about it in our earnings call on our recent 10Q filing. So the sensor is complete, and the sensor has been utilized to do a lot of testing internally, testing that has been reported, research that's been reported recently in two significant events involving the medical community, clinical endocrinologists most recently in Seattle. We made a presentation of our research there, and then a recent gathering in California of the American Physiological Association. We made a presentation there. That one was noteworthy because it was the first time we were able to publicly announce proof of concept research that had been done in conjunction with Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Wow. That information, by the way, has just been published yesterday and is now public. Just been published yesterday in a peer-reviewed journal. So, you know, this work we did with Mayo has now come forth and is now public in a peer-reviewed journal. And then, in addition, as I indicated, research has recently been published at two major medical conferences. So we continue daily doing research, refining the technology, refining the data gathered by our sensor to be able in a way that will meet ultimately FDA clearance standards, ascertain the presence of glucose. So, yeah, making great progress, progress that we've been really very pleased to announce publicly. And you can expect that that will continue as we continue to refine the technology and enhance its accuracy over time.
Absolutely. Now, you know, with the sensor, you know, and the kind of, in my opinion, the paradigm that it's going to create, what's, you know, let's talk about IP development. How, you know, how are you guys protecting that? How is that helping your progression?
Well,
and how, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I love that question. God, I want to jump ahead. I love that. Yeah, no, I love a question about IP because it is a very important asset in any technology company, right? You need to, as you invent, you want to
Certainly.
Protect your inventions. So, in our recent 10Q filing that we filed on Monday and then, you know, had our earnings call Monday afternoon, we publicly announced that our current total of patents issued and pending is 159.
Wow.
That is a dramatic increase on our conversation a year ago. We have added, since our last conversation, close to 100 new patents issued and pending.
Wow.
I think that what's important to note about that, a couple of things. The velocity of invention at No Labs, in other words, as we invent, as we continue to invent, we file new IP, we file new patents. So that large mm-hmm. increase in the number of patents issued and pending is a consequence of continued acceleration of invention. And there's another leg on the stool, and that is filing patents that are extensions, application extensions of existing invention. So that's really, you know, it's very top of mind for us, protecting what we've invented, extending the scope of the invention, and, you know, being very mindful of how important intellectual property is. Now, there's another piece of this that, you know, patents are public. Once they get issued, people can look at the patents.
Sure.
Of course. Another leg on the stool is what I'll call trade secrets. So that's another part of intellectual property that is not often articulated, right? People think about
right.
patents. But trade secrets, in our case, trade secrets are proprietary algorithms driven by artificial intelligence and machine learning. Those are trade secrets. We don't share those with anybody. They are, whether we work on those, we own those, it's part of our intellectual property. It allows us to take the raw data from our proprietary sensor and do feature engineering and get those great results with regards to, let's say, blood glucose levels in our first instance, and do that with our proprietary trade secret algorithms. And so when you look at the IP, kind of the IP landscape for us, patents are important. We do file patents, and we will continue to do so. We also build an ever larger body of trade secrets, which drive our analysis of the data we obtain.
Wow. 100%. You know, I know those listening at home or, you know, working out or, you know, doing whatever they're doing when they're listening to this podcast are going to want more information on this. Can you tell me what your website is?
Yes. Of course. Well, nolabs.co. Unfortunately, I don't own the .com. We'd love to, but somebody else has camped on it. So KNOWLABS.co. And that'll get you to, you know, comprehensive information that really elaborates on what I've talked about thus far about research, about IP, and, you know, sort of the other elements of what it is we're doing every day at No Labs.
100%. And I appreciate you taking care of that, you know, what I'll call a housekeeping item with me. You know, moving forward, we're almost halfway through the year 2023. What can my listeners and your shareholders expect for No Labs for the rest of this year?
Yeah, so we're a fiscal year reporting company. So our fiscal year ends September 30. So, you know, often what we do when we're talking about what we plan to do, sometimes will be confusion between fiscal year and calendar year. But in terms of your question, let me focus on calendar year. What we look to do, you know, over the next 7 months, you know, as we move through the balance of this year, I would say that one of the things for your audience to look forward to are, you know, ever-growing IP that we just talked about. Results, increasing results that go through peer review with regards to the research we're doing. And that's in a broader area that we're focused on that involves validation, third-party validation of our technology. You know, I think that's often the case when you're inventing something that is really exciting, that's new. A lot of people will, there'll be a lot of doubters. And so third-party validation can help with that. So look forward to continuing research, look forward to validation. Another piece, as we, I mentioned that we're doing testing with a sensor, and the sensor is complete, but I think that another piece of this, the sensor then has to find its place into what I'll call a product or a device that ultimately gets tested by the FDA that ultimately will get into the marketplace. In our recent research presentations, there was a graphical representation of what we believe that Gen 1 product will look like, the first generation of the product itself that embodies our sensor. So I think people can expect that as that takes full form, they'll be able to see that. We'll see what it looks like, and I'll call that Generation 1. That'll get iterated over time, and, you know, there'll be a future generation that will be obviously the one that ultimately comes to market. But so I think you'll see a robust development of research and validation, and a parallel with that, a development of the product that then allows all of that basic work then to find form in a product that will come to market, that will go to FDA for clearance, and ultimately be available for the global community that suffers from diabetes.
Wow. No, that's super exciting. I want to remind you folks at home, you've been listening to Ron Erickson. He's the CEO and chairman of No Labs, Inc. They do trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol KNW. I'll tell you what, Ron, I'm going to have you back on the podcast in the next 30 to 60 days. But before we do that, why don't you give my listeners a takeaway from today? What do you want to give them before we have our next podcast?
Well, here's what I look at. I pay attention to us. And you know, what we're here working hard every day to make a difference and to enhance the capacity of individuals to know more about their health, and in particular, in a non-invasive way, know more about their condition if they're suffering from diabetes. So, you know, what I like to say, it takes a village. It takes your support. It takes your engagement. Those, you know, people who are interested in us and care about us, we want to hear from you. Because this is an effort that requires not just, you know, our internal team, but we really appreciate all the assistance and support and cheerleading we get from people that care about this undertaking that we're working on.
Ron, thank you so much for joining us again, folks. Check them out. They're on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol KNW. Ron, let's talk soon.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.